8:30 on a Saturday morning. It is Party Line, and I'm very pleased to have joining me by phone from the Milwaukee area, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, Sherry Black. Good morning, Sherry, and welcome to WBEV.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a pleasure. Before we talk about the fair, and I'm looking at your website here on my computer screen, 12 days, 2 hours, and a few odd minutes. We'll talk about all of those activities, but it sounds to me like being the CEO of a state fair must be about the most fun job that maybe anyone can have. I mean, did you take college courses on cattle barns and cotton candy 101? How did you get to where you are?
Well, I have a better education than anybody can get when they are in college. I grew up on a farm in Waukesha, so definitely something that has been a part of my entire life. I have four brothers. We all showed dairy cattle, pigs, and then every other project and cultural arts that you can imagine. So I had a great childhood. And then when I was in college, I was studying communications. So I have an emphasis in public relations and then a minor in business administration. And when I needed to do an internship, I went to my advisor and said, well, can I do it at the Waukesha County Fair? He kind of looked at me like, well, why would you do that? And then his next question was, well, what do you want to do as a career? And I said, well, I want to run my own fair. And so he said, okay, well, then I'll approve this. That makes sense. So I did that. And then the executive director at the time kept me on. I had actually worked in the fair office under another executive director previously to that one for a couple summers when I was in high school. So I was rather familiar with it. But when I came in as my internship, I oversaw the commercial department, which was all the vendors, which was something I didn't really know much about. So great to learn that. And then the executive director resigned in March that following year. She kept me on working. So the fair board took a chance on me. I was just graduating from college in a few months. And obviously, as you can imagine, at 22, very green, naive. But I learned a lot. And so that's really how I got my start.
You actually had as a goal, as a career goal, to run your own fair. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I just lucked into it. What a great story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Again, I'm speaking by phone with Sherry Black from the Wisconsin State Fair. Let's talk about all the doings that are coming up in West Allis in just a little under 2 weeks. Let me ask you this about the Wisconsin State Fair in sort of general terms. Is it growing from year to year? Are fairs kind of, give us a sort of a big picture of where the state fair is historically and where it's going.
Well, it certainly has grown. I know when I was showing in the 90s, fair attendance was around 600,000, which has certainly grown because we're over a million now. Our highest modern-day record was set in 2019. We were just over 1.1 million. And since COVID, as everyone has experienced, that attendance number wasn't as, those pre-pandemic numbers is what we're always comparing to. But we have certainly grown back to that in the last 2 years. I think that coming out of the pandemic in 2021, we would have hit our normal 1 million, but we had such horrible weather that year. It rained or there was severe weather almost every day of the fair. It was pretty crazy. So we now, though, are over that 1 million mark. We got over that in 2022. So we're really happy to be back at that point. And the fair, we hope it continues to grow. That's always the ultimate goal, right? You want to make sure people were getting that next generation, creating those memories that they will then pass on to their kids. So we hope that that continues, and we are around for many, many years.
The good news is we must have had as much rain and inclement weather and storms already this summer. You're bound to have great weather in August for this year's fair, so you can count on that.
Oh, gosh, I hope you're right, and you're not jinxing me.
then I'll leave it at that. Besides, of course, it being better than Iowa or Minnesota, can you give me some idea, is the Wisconsin State Fair different from state fairs of our neighbors? Any idea about that? How are we unique?
So So we are extremely unique in the setup of our fairgrounds. So for those that have been, you know that we almost have like a little city in our center area, what we call Central Mall and Central Park. We have all of our vendors are lined up. They're permanent stands, so the vendors own them. We give them a ground lease, so we own the ground, they own the stand. But I kind of compare it to like Nashville, because the vendors book their own entertainment. We have, of course, our main stage entertainment and the amphitheater that we book and our children's stage, but then the vendors are responsible for bringing in their own bands. So we are fortunate that we have so much music happening. So if you get bored or you want to try a different genre of music, you can move on to the next stand to see what band they have. So I think that that makes us unique. Minnesota, of course, is a very large fair. They're over 2 million. I think they're the number two fair in the nation. Texas is number one, the State Fair of Texas. But we're very comparable to the size of Iowa. Okay. And Iowa is different because they are in a much more rural area, and agriculture is obviously, it's very prominent here at Wisconsin State Fair, but because of the area that Iowa is in, they have a larger agriculture presence at their fair.
What would be the greatest misconception that the public might have about the Wisconsin State Fair?
I'm not certain, but I think that some people may look at it and think that we are just agriculture, and we are most certainly not. Agriculture, of course, is the cornerstone of what we do and why we do it. However, we have so many things. There truly is something for everyone when you come to the Wisconsin State Fair. This year we added karaoke, so people that maybe have that musical inclination that they want to get up and sing, they can do that. We have the amphitheater, which has kids from Wisconsin who perform all over the state of Wisconsin, as well as other bands. Shopping inside the Expo Center. Our Central Mall area, we feature something every day that's different. And this year we're going to have IndyCar because they're coming to the fair after for their races. So we'll have a race car here as well as NASCAR. So we have all of those different unique pieces that I think people aren't used to. You can go on the Wisconsin Products Pavilion and you can try several foods from all over the state of Wisconsin, that rich agriculture that we're so proud of. You can go in the Coliseum and watch one of our numerous livestock shows. The Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction also is something that is watched by many. There's just so many different things. And of course, Spin City, you can go down and go on the thrill rides, which are super fun, play a game. Go in Exploratory Park. There's programming in there by the DNR. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but this year is the 100th year of the cream puff. So that is going to be a big celebration for us. We're offering unique flavors. I would encourage anybody to go to wistatefair.com because they are being offered on various days throughout the fair. The flavors include root beer, floats. We have strawberry shortcake, I believe. Sorry, no, I'm just pulling this out. But that all of those, we have never done that before, so to have these limited flavors is really exciting and unique. So we're always just trying to get people in any way that we can so that they can come in, have fun. It's raspberry cheesecake, English toffee, and chocolate birthday cake. So,
And do you have any cream puffs? Do you have any no-calorie cream puffs?
Well, during the best 11 days of the summer, calories don't count, so you're fine. You can have as many as you want.
Sherry, you're just like my ex-wife. She's a health educator, and her joke was always, if the cookies were broken, all the calories fall out. So
I love that.
I loved that, too. It was a great excuse that I used time after time after time. On the phone with me this morning here on Party Line on WBEV, I've got Sherry Black from the Wisconsin State Fair talking to you about all the activities that are coming up starting August 1st over in West Allis. What do you think, Sherry, is the most popular thing? What brings the most people to the fair?
Well, certainly our main stage attracts a number of people. However, I do think that people just come to enjoy the food, the agriculture area, as well as just being in all of, I don't want to, it's not, it's the ambiance of the state fair. I think people just get excited to come and walk around. I know I hear that from so many people that they come, they stay all day, they have plans, they're either meeting family or friends, it's their tradition. They ride the giant Ferris wheel, the Wonder Fair wheel, and then they'll go down the slide. I mean, they have it mapped out for everything. And so I don't feel like there's just one thing that attracts the most. I think we have a good mix of what really appeals to everybody.
Okay. Let me, you already mentioned this special celebration of the Wisconsin State Fair 100th anniversary of the cream puff. But other than that, is there anything new? Is there anything new for the Wisconsin State Fair in 2024 you'd like to highlight?
Well, I will not be able to, we don't have enough time for me to go through every new food and beverage, but we have 100 new foods and beverages this year. Can you believe that? 100.
100 new ones?
New ones, yes. It's almost mind-blowing. Just when you believe we've covered everything and we've had every type of food, these vendors are amazing and come up with some new creative item.
I'm definitely not counting calories for the rest of the summer. I'm taking your advice. Go right ahead. No, please.
Well, one that stands out, Cool Ranch Dorito Pickles. So that's crushed Cool Ranch chips, which I think everybody always goes to the nacho cheese flavor. So I'm kind of excited to see something with Cool Ranch because I'm a fan. But then they deep fry that, you know, they dip the pickle in that, deep fry it. And I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to try it. They're all listed on our website, wistatefair.com. Another one, though, I'm really excited about is the beer, cheese, and brat spud muffin, which is, you know, Wisconsin, so iconic. Potato pancakes with our Friday night fish fries. So this is very similar, except it has beer, cheese, and brat in it. So I think that that's going to be really good.
Okay, I'm glad we didn't schedule this interview any closer to lunch, because I would have had a very hard time sitting here in our Slumberland Furniture Studios. Sherry Black is my guest. Sherry, if you want to just relax for a couple of minutes, I'm going to take a brief break for a few commercial words. I want to mention to our WBEV listeners, if there's something you would like me to ask Sherry about, our talk and text line is available to you at 920-887-9595. After a break, we'll get back with Sherry Black. We'll talk about some of the activities, the schedule, maybe any tips she might have for enjoying the Wisconsin State Fair. Party Line continues with Sherry Black in just 2 minutes. And Party Line continues. My guest on the phone this morning, Sherry Black from the Wisconsin State Fair. And again, there's a question you'd like me to pose to the CEO of our State Fair. Please send it over to me right now. Text it to 920-887-9595. Sherry, a little earlier this morning, I got to play here on WBEV one of my favorite female singers, Melissa Etheridge. I know she's on your main stage. Would you like to highlight some of the other performers and some of the other activities that'll be bringing people to the State Fair next month?
Sure. I'll actually just give you the whole rundown. So starting with Thursday, August 1st, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. That is an amazing comedian. We had him a few years ago, and people wanted him back, so we brought him back. TLC is on Friday, August 2nd. Saturday, August 3rd, is Young Gravy with Nikki Yore. On Sunday, August 4th, Brothers Osborne with Sarah Evans. Monday, August 5th, Casting Crowns with Taryn Will. On Tuesday, August 6th, Kids Bop, so bring out the kiddos. Wednesday, August 7th, Riley Green with Avriana. Thursday, August 8th, Charlie Behrens, which if you're from Wisconsin, you know how great Charlie Behrens is. And we had him a couple years ago also, and everybody wanted to have him back, so we were excited about that. Friday, August 9th, Lauren Daigle with Andrew Rip. And then, as you mentioned, Saturday, August 10th, we have Foreigner with Melissa Etheridge. I mean, what a great concert that you get Melissa Etheridge and Foreigner. I mean, two very iconic, obviously, a singer and band. And then on Sunday, August 11th, Happy Together Tour.
And let's talk about the State Fair in some general. Well, you're the CEO. What kind of tips maybe cost-saving tips, ways to most efficiently visit the fair. Got a bunch of Dodge County listeners thinking about heading on down to West Allis. Give some ideas of maybe cost-saving opportunities or the best way to see the Wisconsin State Fair.
So my advice, and now I have three children, two of which are in college, so I understand being on a budget, and families are expensive. I mean, everything's expensive right now. We know that. And at Wisconsin State Fair, we are always trying to find ways for people to save. So I would highly recommend going to wistatefair.com, taking advantage of some of the pre-sales that we have there. And one of the other items that you'll, if you can do this and not have to pay at the gate, you will save a dollar on your admission ticket once all of our pre-sale sales go off. So even if you didn't plan and you're coming the day of, you can still take advantage of saving a little bit of money. You'll also get in the gate much faster if you pre-purchase all of your tickets so that you have them ready to scan and don't have to wait in line at the ticket booth. The other thing is that we have a number of great sponsors that offer discounts throughout the fair as well. I would highly recommend also visiting our website if you want to pick one of those days that you can take advantage of great opportunities there to save money. We also started something new this year. It's called the $11 meal deal. We have 30 vendors that are participating in that. Again, visit our website. That would all be listed on there. We also have our guest services pavilion and other info booths throughout the fair that will have a map that will highlight where those vendors are. So there are numerous ways to save if you just plan ahead.
How about the agricultural portion of the state fair? Are there a couple of bigger days when judging takes the fore? Let's just highlight agriculture for us for a couple of minutes.
Sure, thank you. So agriculture, of course, is, as I mentioned earlier, the cornerstone of what we do and part of our mission. So the Coliseum is actually active almost every day of the fair. We have several changeover days, so we move animals in and out. So I also would recommend visiting our website. We have a great informational piece that will show you, it shows a calendar of what animals are in the barns on what day. So if you specifically want to come and see the dairy cattle, it'll show you when we have junior dairy moving in, or if you prefer beef, because the dairy then moves out and then the beef comes in, the steers, or if you want to see sheep, goats, rabbits, poultry, any of those, it's a really great way to kind of plan your trip to see us. And then in the Coliseum, those shows, all the show times are listed. And it's really great when you watch the junior shows, because these are the youth that are just learning, some of the younger kids who are just starting out. And to see the excitement on their face when they place at Wisconsin State Fair, because you have to do well at your county fair in order to show at Wisconsin State Fair. So you are getting the cream of the crop, so to speak. And to see those kids, their face light up when they're handed their ribbon, it's so exciting.
The state championship of judging for all of these young people.
Yes, it definitely is.
As I mentioned to you, Sherry, before we went on the air, I'm from New Jersey originally, so I'm not much of a person maybe to ride horses, but give me a good roller coaster and I'll be the first one hopping on board. How about the amusement park rides?
So Spin City is our independent midway. We do this ourselves. We do not bring in a carnival, so we are able to seek out the most sought-after rides and bring those to our fair. So we handpick them all, as well as the games. So you are, again, getting the cream of the crop, because for us at Wisconsin State Fair, it's only the best. And you can take advantage of some specials with that as well. Again, on our website, if you purchase the bargain book, and you can do that at any of our info booths throughout the fairgrounds, there is a coupon in there to have some savings down in Spin City. So again, if you're able to take advantage of some of those deals, we have a number of new rides down there as well. And I keep saying down there, sorry. I have to walk down the hill to get to Spin City from where my office is located, so that sounds kind of funny. But I would highly suggest going on and checking out. We have, it's called the Crazy Mouse. It's a new roller coaster. So that's fun. The roller coaster is always the highest selling piece on the Midway typically, and that's true in Wisconsin. So we wanted to bring in this new and exciting roller coaster for everybody. There's another ride that you go up and spin around and come back down. And I'm sorry, the name of it is escaping me right now, but that is a new one. It's similar to one that we've had in the past, but this one is much larger. So that will be a lot of fun. And then there's a couple other ones.
You've sold me, Sherry. I'm speaking with Sherry Black. She's the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. I have her for just a couple of more minutes. Several times we've talked about discounts and schedules. You've mentioned the website. Sherry, why don't you give it to us now, and then I'll ask you one more time in just a minute or so, so everybody has an opportunity. What's the website they should be turning to for that information?
It is wistatefair.com.
Okay, and again, we'll repeat that again in just a minute or two. One other quick question. This is off the schedule part, but I was just wondering, are there still employment opportunities? Are you still looking for workers? Are you looking for volunteers? Or is everything pretty much set for the fair to open on August 1st?
We are pretty much set. I think that we still have a few openings in public safety if anybody is interested. You can look on our website to get the details as to how you would apply for that. But I can share kind of more on the commerce side a little bit, that we are now seeing people are staffed up really early. We know coming out of the pandemic, that was really difficult when we were trying to hire. And we had some really successful job fairs, and we're very excited for as far along as we are in that hiring process. Actually, I'm going in today. We have several orientations. So I will go in and meet some of our new staff that we brought in. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's great news. Okay, that's super wonderful to hear. Again, our party line guest this morning has been Sherry Black. She is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Just a quick summary, an overview, the dates, the times, and then highlight that website one more time for our WBEV listeners, Sherry.
So we are August 1st through the 11th, and hours and days on certain days. I have to remember now. So typically we open at 10 a.m. every day, and on the weekend, so Friday night, Saturday night, we are open until midnight, but the other nights we close earlier, so just check the website to get those exact times for the various days.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining us here in Dodge County, and hope that all of that inclement weather and all the rain we saw earlier this summer opens things up for some great weather for August and West Dallas.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you.
Sounds wonderful. Again, Sherry Black, my guest on Party Line this morning here on WBEV. We'll be bringing you world and national news, the weather, and then opening up the phone lines to buy, sell, and trade here on WBEV on the Want Ads right after these reminders.